to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game
Bang! What is up, pizzas? Yeah, that's right. That's a Corey intro you hear right there. I'm back in the saddle with my friends, my family here on chat. Everybody, look at that. We got so many people in chat. We have Garrett G from Rocket League hanging out in our chat. He got named like best player of all time this year. When he led his team to an undefeated victory. But this is VGB. We have star-studded people come out and check out the stream all the time. That's why if you listen to this stream on the podcast, which most of you do on iTunes, the Google Play Store, now Spotify of all places. Yeah, we made it to Spotify. You can listen to the show anytime, take it with you. But if you want to interact with us, if you want to hang out with VGB on a weekly basis, you can do so on our twitch.tv/VideoGame_bang. Thank you for those hosts. Thank you for the hosts. Yes. Let everyone know what you're watching. Let it pour in and drip over me like water. Speaking of dripping all over me like water, Aaron Carter's on the show. What's up?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said
no.
Speaking.
Yeah.
No.
What's up, everybody?
Why do you always address everybody, but you never like say hi back to me?
Because everybody encompasses you, does it not?
To be honest, I'd like to see myself as above everybody else.
He wants to feel special.
Well, we're all the same in this world, everybody.
I'd like to see myself as a cut above, especially in your eyes. We've been together. We've been doing this forever. You didn't like any of my theme songs last week. Aaron, I just wanted to start off by letting you know that I took your feedback very seriously. Everybody's.
Okay. All right.
I went and enlisted help, and I have a new theme song.
From
a friend of the show. Why does it matter who?
Do we all know this person?
Yeah, of course we do.
Okay, so who is this person?
It's Kanye.
It's definitely not Kanye.
It's Aaron Rozelle, recently married.
Okay.
My coworker.
All right.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
I got a bunch of feedback from you, the community, and we did a collabo.
Interesting.
If there's any rumors today that you'd like to discuss, you don't have to, but if you do, we both put a lot of work into this conjunctively, and, you know, it'd be nice to debut it.
I mean, Webb is the one that did
actually,
the show notes.
I do have a rumor that we can talk about.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in a bit.
Why did you say that?
We'll get to that in a bit.
Why?
She's also on the show. Emma, how's it going?
I mean, I was doing better before I found out we had a new theme song.
Wow.
I'm doing a little worse now.
I don't know.
Fire shots?
So as we all know, Emma...
I'm a pessimist, all right?
As we all know, Emma is a robot constructed by Aaron, much like Westworld. And he programs her to say and do things.
I don't think I like that.
And over the week, he cranked up the Hate My Theme Song meter.
She is a free spirit.
Who happens to believe everything you do.
Not everything, no. We disagree on quite a bit.
On the things you program her to disagree with.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm convinced. Console gamer in 2018? No.
We exist, all right?
Yeah.
We exist. Clearly, they're still making consoles. Still making games.
Also joining us, recently affiliated on Twitch, the real David Webb. What's up?
What's going on, everybody?
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I was like a father whose son just participated.
See? And there's that.
Participated
in a basketball game.
You have gray hair.
So, you know, I guess that kind of
thing. I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Oh, no, we're talking about it.
Oh, it's already been brought up in chat. Do we want to talk about your hair?
Okay, we'll talk about the hair in a minute. But first of all, seriously, I am proud of you, David.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You set a goal, and at first I was like, yeah, he'll do this for a week, and then he'll stop. But no, you stuck to it, and you completely accomplished it. And now I'm excited for the future.
Me too. Thank you. Yeah.
What's in the future?
Partner.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going for it.
Going for it.
Do it.
Already got two subs.
Hey, let's
go. So excited. 316 in pocket. And I already got bits from 316. So,
nice, nice. Yeah.
Got some bits.
Got some bits.
So the hair was a mistake.
Was it?
Well, I was in here. Webb came in, and I don't think he was trying to diss me. He doesn't. He's not that type of guy. But he says something like, oh, yeah, you're wearing all the same clothes and everything. You look exactly like you looked yesterday. I was like, oh, well, maybe I should go, like, put a sweater on, do my hair. And I was in my rush to get back here and finish the theme song and get everything going. I accidentally grabbed a bottle of, like, the Halloween hair gel.
Why do you still have that?
You just don't throw it away.
I mean,
but you keep it separate. Like, why is it with like all your gels that you use on a daily basis?
Well, it's not technically. I have like an emergency reserve of like men's care products in the downstairs bathroom, like a spare deodorant. Right. Like if I'm on the go, so I could.
So it's with your emergency kit.
Yeah, it's with the emergency kit.
Why?
But I'd recently packed my first rounders to go on my trip. Haven't restocked, so I just grabbed the first bottle that was there. I didn't recognize it, but I figured, oh, this might be the stuff I got from Spain. I don't know. So
I'd like to think that it's in the emergency kit in case he has to make a run for it.
Yeah, of course.
Packs it. He's got a bag packed. He's got a go
it's
bag
his go
upstairs.
Bag? Yeah.
And he's got the hair stuff in case he needs to disguise himself.
You can't tell me that's strange, though.
So here's the question,
is
though.
It?
His go bag, okay, is it somewhere normal, like under the bed, or does he have to like pop open the ceiling and grab it from like a super cool area?
Yeah, I feel like it's in a floorboard.
A floorboard? What is this, Green Mile? Like the 30s? People don't put things in the floorboard since the 30s.
I mean, maybe your house is from the 30s. I don't know when this place is built.
I feel like he would forget which floorboard. I feel like in a crisis.
He's like crawling around the floor and knocking on different floors.
Yeah, his wife is like, we have to go. I know it's around here somewhere.
last thing I wanted to bring up, for all of the followers or subs and stuff, we had a really great week last week thanks to Pocket Asian and what was our other boy's name?
Pocket Asian.
Gadget Tech.
No, Gadget Tech.
Gadget
Tech. Yeah, Gadget Tech actually was awesome.
Yeah, so we were able to unlock two new emote spots.
Whoop, whoop.
So what we did originally was we took the top tier ones and we made them available to everybody, and we don't have a 9 tier yet. We'll be thinking about that. And then me and Aaron got a fight over it. It'll probably change. But currently, the $24 emote is the Golden Senzu.
I saw that. I saw that in my chat last night. I was like, is that a Golden Senzu bean? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it in mine. Actually, Drew and the TARDIS came up with a really good idea for our second tier emote.
What is it?
It's one of us from when we had our KISS makeup on.
Ooh.
Just start those? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
To where it's just like four all the way. It's what's not, the max you can get for emotes?
100. Give or take.
I don't know.
Ask Ninja.
Yeah.
He'll tell you.
Let me at Ninja. Oh, he's a sub, so maybe we'll
yeah,
maybe,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's he true. Did sub to us. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are all here. We'll start just.
Sorry.
All right. Still doing that bit.
That's still a thing.
I ate right before I got here. I'm sorry.
All
right.
Good on you.
I know, that's different.
I had some delicious leftovers. Oh, God.
Let's not jump to conclusions this time. It's just really listen.
Webb's telling the news.
We're in
much
the third, guys.
Better.
We're okay.
Much better than last
this is
week.
Good.
I said
juice way, last time. I said way juice. Less anti-Semitic.
If you want to go listen to the last episode,
way, way
you'll,
less.
You'll completely understand what happened.
All right. You can now play Detroit Become Human's first mission in its demo as of yesterday. You can download it. If you don't remember this game, it's been about 2 years since we first heard of it. It was first announced in E3's 2016 press briefing. Briefing. I did say that right.
There you go.
I know. I was just out. So it's the first scene that you see in the trailer that they showed. So you're on the rooftop and there's a hostage situation.
Okay.
And it only takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete this first mission. But there's actually 70 different ways that this can end.
Nice. Okay. All right. So, it's worth playing.
I'm
yes.
into it.
I think that's a really cool idea. It's a short mission, but there's so many you just have to keep going back and like try different things. And the fact that there's 70 different ways it can end means that so many minute things that you can do differently. I think it's cool, but it kind of begs the question, like, would you rather have a longer game or a game that has more replayability?
There's a healthy medium in there.
You think there's a healthy medium?
There's definitely a healthy medium, but not for developers. There's not. There's like, no, medium. You pick one or the other.
It's black and white for
yeah,
developers.
Yeah. It's the thing, though. I like when I played Fallout 3 for the first time, and then talking with somebody else that played Fallout 3, and they had a totally different experience than I did. I like that, at least, with my video games, if it's going to be single player, at least. Because it just means, you know, that you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Like, it's not a linear story. It's not a linear, you know, gameplay like Mario. You know, you're going to get a drastically different thing. So that's pretty cool. 78 different endings.
So help me to understand this thing. So this is just the demo, right?
Yeah, it's just the demo.
And it's 15 minutes, but 70 endings.
Yes.
So is the full release of the game just going to be unconnected stories that are each about 15 minutes each that have 70 different endings apiece? Or is this a giant spider web of, like, if you get the first ending in this one, it's still connected to the second one, but if you got the third ending, and then it just can go in limitless possibilities.
Oh, I hope
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think, Aaron?
I don't think it'll be limitless possibilities. I think they already have a story. They're just getting different endings each time. I think it's going to be one of those things where it's like they have one giant story, and they know what they're going to tell with it. And in the grand scheme of it all, there's probably...
So whether the
10 different endings.
Whether the first person lived or died doesn't really matter.
It's there are going to be
10
different endings. Okay. Yeah. But then the little instances, there's going to be like a bigger multitude of
That's kind of how, if I remember correctly, that's kind of how Beyond Two Souls was, right?
Well, it's the same developer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's,
like there were the big endings. There were like the main hunk of endings that like you had X, Y, and Z that were the main ones. But then there were a bunch of different little things that could have changed throughout the game that didn't really affect the other stuff, but it was cool to see how it went. And I think there were 34 different endings for that game.
So My thing with this one is, if it's like Beyond Two Souls, where it's very kind of rigid, like it's not an action game, right?
It's like a Telltale game.
Yeah, it's like a Telltale game.
I think
game.
It is. Yeah, it's like a Telltale.
I think that happy medium that we were alluding to earlier.
Gone.
No, it can be done. Well, it's gone from this game. It's hands down gone from this game. But you had things like Mass Effect. That trilogy had a bunch of different little instances.
True.
I thought there were four of those games.
No, what?
There weren't four?
No, a trilogy. What? It's three. Yeah.
There was nothing.
I thought there was only like two and a half.
No, it was one, two, and three.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. What's the other one? Yeah, see? You can't even remember it. So the trilogy, when that came out, had a whole bunch of little, you know, little details on there. Because I remember playing the game as a good guy, and then I think I watched a YouTube video where there's a reporter that always keeps running into your face asking you questions. A person slapped the mess out of her. Just like, get out of my face, lady, and slapped her. And I was like, what path did he go down to where he's slapping reporters? That's crazy.
This is the part where you have to look back on your life choices.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I don't think she ever said anything.
Our lives or careers without slapping one reporter, though.
I mean,
I'll feel
Will
legit.
Smith did it.
Yeah, everyone's
done it at least once.
Kanye has done it multiple times.
Well, Kanye is a different story. He's all, I don't know.
So that was an actual story, right? It wasn't like hearsay?
What are you talking about?
The story we just had?
No, that's an actual story.
It's not
story.
Hearsay. It's not like a rumor or anything?
No, it's not.
Not at all.
Just there was, in fact, a demo.
Okay, just checking. Yeah.
I got all freaked out last night because everybody was tweeting about it, and I was like, what the fuck? This game just came out? Like, how did I not realize this? I did not. It took me like an hour to realize it was just a demo.
Yeah.
And I was stressed for nothing. Yeah, I thought I completely missed it.
It's coming out in like a month.
Yeah, it comes
like
out May 25th.
Hard pass.
Jinx.
Nice.
What else we got?
Hey, Tomiko.
That's one of the perks. If you're streaming on Twitch, if you're listening to this, these people are giving us money. So when we go, whoa, or hey, it's because we've just been given a sum of money.
Dr. Dre slapped D. Barnes. Hilarious.
All right. All right. What's the next story?
Let's talk about the Nintendo Switch.
All right.
Are we still not doing that?
So disappointing.
I forgot.
You want to try it again?
Yeah. Nintendo Switch.
What the hell is that?
It's a Switch sound.
Did you ever see all the commercials?
I barely know these two.
Alright.
Every time they say the Nintendo Switch, it should be like that. Okay.
Fake gamer girl.
Yeah. So
wow.
Your mic.
There you go.
Actually, I can't reach the button this time.
You need to
just like move it.
The Nintendo Switch got hacked, everybody.
Well, I mean,
and there's nothing that Nintendo can do about it.
There's everything they can, nope. can do about it.
No, I promise you.
Wait, what do you mean they got hacked? Like our information?
No.
Facebook all over again?
What do you mean, your friend
codes? No, it's worse than your information,
Nintendo,
your games.
Nintendo never gives up information. They only have friend codes.
And the friend codes are too complicated for
exactly.
anybody to
Nobody
steal.
Cares
like,
about that.
I don't want to try and 40,000 digits. No, so there is a part. It's actually, to be specific, it is the Switch's Tegra processor.
Yeah.
From NVIDIA has a weakness that it could be jailbroken and hacked, and you can port Linux onto it. And basically, so this one hacking group actually loaded a GameCube emulator onto it and started playing GameCube games.
What? This is a miracle.
And the thing is there's not one damn thing that Nintendo can do about it because it's all in the hardware. So they can't just start doing a software patch and fix this. Nope. So if you have a Nintendo Switch,
yeah.
I have a Nintendo Switch, we can do this.
The value of those bad boys just went way up before they fixed it in the next version.
We talked about this like four episodes ago when I have to be very careful with my words.
Oh.
There was a hearsay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow.
Okay. That Nintendo patented some hardware because they found a hole in their system to where it can be, you know, modded like this.
Yeah.
So it was hearsay that they were going to be coming out with the new model of the Switch.
You heard through the grapevine.
Heard through the grapevine, yes. Yes.
Okay.
So be careful with that because that might be the song as well.
Well, I just want to let you guys know, I did work really hard. It was a collaborative effort, and so I listened to your feedback.
But that was shows ago. That was shows ago.
Shows ago. Well,
can't use it now. It was just shows ago.
I listened to the feedback, and we came up with something I think satisfies some of your guys' criticisms as well as just growing as an artist.
But good. Is one of those criticisms, is it less than 5 seconds long?
That was the biggest criticism, actually.
Yes or no? Yes, is it less than 5 seconds long? Yes or no?
We'll see when we get to the
yes
segment.
Yes or no?
See what I mean?
Art has no time limits.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Like
it
Michael,
does.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
I promise you,
timeless.
Promise you, it does.
You know what? We can take a break from the news and head into our rumors section.
Yes.
Web. God damn.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Nothing.
I've come to talk with you again.
I hate you, Aaron.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And a vision that was planted in my brain.
I don't understand.
Still remains within the sound of rumors. In restless dreams, I
want to.
Why
is
there a second?
There?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
End it there.
Perfect time to end it.
Stone. Meet the halo of a street lamp. I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. That's ripping high.
You realize this is the longest theme song ever, right?
I think that was the purpose of this whole thing.
Game of Thrones
ended
shorter.
End it. Okay.
Good lord.
Good God.
That's...
Wait a minute, guys, because I wanna understand so I do better next time, basically.
Five seconds
or less. There it is. That's the only critique. Good song.
If you cut that down to it's the sound
of
rumors, just that line.
Good yeah. song.
You can use that.
But like I said, I don't write jingles, I write theme songs.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
But that's not even a theme song.
It's not even, yeah.
That's iTunes preview.
That's an actual song.
Writing a jingle to my people of musicians who do long form introductory segments, we like to call them.
Long form introductory segment.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that
that's
is.
The proper term. That's the proper term. And okay, but besides that part, okay, besides the length, but did you hear the harmonies though?
I'll give you the harmonies were very, very well.
They were very well.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Because I can't think of anything.
The harmonies were good.
But no, yeah, you did good. Good job on the harmonies. The biggest flaw in the whole thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't 5 seconds. Okay. Cut it down by...
It has nothing to do with rumors.
And it has nothing to do... There's rumor parts in there. Rumors. They say rumors
in there.
There's
rumors.
No, you had to change the word.
Do you want to play it again?
No, it's all right.
Okay. All right.
Smash the soundboard.
The rumors... just cut out that rumors part. Throw that right in there. 5 seconds. Rumors.
I still can't believe he didn't use Rumor Has It.
I know.
I can't believe.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try again. Okay. Don't worry, guys.
Oh,
I'm going to try again.
That's okay. We don't need
one. No, I want to. I feel like I owe it to you. And I'm
I don't
not,
think there's
I'm
any
not,
other rumors on the web. I think we're done with rumors. Everything is fact now.
Yep.
In this Trump era, everything is fact.
All right. You guys don't like it. That's fine. I'll do better next time.
Alternative facts.
I've heard your feedback. I'm starting to get a sense for what you want. And I'll come back with another banger. Web, I believe we have a rumor.
The curtain.
Oh, that's fine.
I was trying to be like sneaky about it. But the curtain's open.
Yeah, this door just kind of popped open. That's kind of creepy.
Oh shit!
Talk about the rumor, and I'll go fight this ghost.
The rumor was just that there was something wrong with you and your
tell me go with
rapidly.
The bits.
Wow.
Of course, she's gonna give up the bits because she was featured on that song there.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
That was her, by the way. Tomiko.
I figured.
Yeah.
Context clues.
The other Aaron.
The better Aaron?
No.
The only Aaron that wants to collaborate with me on a song.
Yeah. There you go.
That's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair.
That's definitely fair.
I think...
I would pay money dollars to hear a collaboration between these two.
Money dollars?
Between me and Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, we would have some Hall & Oates going.
I would pay
going.
Monopoly dollars.
That's fair.
Canadian money? I'd pay Canadian money dollars to hear these two.
It's probably worth more than the U.S. dollar right now.
No, that's true. That's true.
Canadian dollar? Are you serious?
No. News story. Westworld.
Ew.
Back.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Hang on,
this
chat.
Chat,
we're not doing spoilers. Don't freak out.
Yeah, that's what's bullshit. So you put it in the show notes. You said Westworld season 2, and then it doesn't say anything above. It just says discussion. And my question was, cool, we've all seen it. It's been almost a week. We can talk about this? No.
In my defense.
So why are we discussing it?
In my defense, I thought Corey would have seen it. And then at that point, we would have just done spoilers.
Fuck him.
Jeez.
That's gonna be a hard pass.
Sheesh.
Go watch
Good
it right
Lord.
Now. Come back later.
I will on my time. I don't like being pressured into things. I don't succumb to peer pressure.
I watched it.
We could talk about it in vague detail without giving.
Okay,
any
first
spoilers.
Of all, first of all, there's no spoilers to give. The first episode gave
it
you
didn't tell
nothing.
You anything.
It gave you absolutely nothing. It introduced a couple of new characters, which every new season does, and gave you more questions.
The biggest thing that the first episode of the new season did was show you how much their budget increased.
Yes,
really.
That was the first thing I thought. In that first thing, I was like, "Oh, you guys got a bigger budget this season, didn't you?"
They
it is painfully apparent.
This first episode of season 2 of Westworld is kind of like every single episode of Lost.
I never
you leave
Lost.
It with more questions than answers.
It
and this is not a spoiler. It's just you probably figured it's gonna happen anyway. They're doing the time jump again.
Yeah.
And this time, but this time it's only like a 10-day time jump.
So we think,
which is really... I mean, I ended that episode with a headache because I was confused.
I wasn't confused.
I wasn't. They made it pretty clear.
It's one of the yeah.
I
it was very
it partway through.
It was very.
It
was very clear, but it was a thing where it was. I don't know. I just did not. I couldn't find myself to care enough about the characters that they were showing at the time.
So that's the thing. So Aaron,
I wanted more of the Man in Black.
I'm over it.
I.
Good
whoa,
God.
Whoa.
False alarm, guys.
Scared the shit out of me.
And then since season 1 spoiler, they killed what's
Ford.
His name? Ford.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I really loved Ford's character. I wanted to know kind of his whole
ever since
grand
that episode.
Scheme.
I'm 100% certain he's not dead.
Oh, you think he was a?
I think he's alive.
You think he's alive? I think his consciousness because is probably alive.
Because they can make the host decompose, so he can trick anybody into thinking that his body is there. Like, I think he's 100% coming back. You don't just kill off Anthony Hopkins.
I think he's been dead for decades. He's been a host this whole time.
I think he puts his
No, they couldn't do that. They already did that with Bernard. Like, they no.
You're going to get voiceovers.
Hold on. Something a little more relevant than this Westworld conversation while we're talking about Anthony Hopkins.
Is Aaron on Skype right now?
No.
Talk about the...
Did you guys see that video that Anthony Hopkins put on social media yesterday?
No.
I did see it.
Yeah. What happened? It went super viral.
Not viral enough, apparently.
Well, I mean...
if you're in the right circles.
Yeah, if you're in the right circles. But he, like, said something about work, all work and no play or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he just grabs his phone, is holding it to his face, and then just makes this, like, huge, weird, goofy face and starts just headbanging in his house. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, like for like, and like it'd be maybe 5 seconds. You'd be like, "Oh, that's cute," but this went on for like a minute and a half.
So long.
There's like a minute of him just going crazy, looking at his phone.
Weird.
He's high on life.
I wonder if it's like it's supposed to be like a promo for something he's doing.
I thought he was having a stroke.
You're not supposed to, like that. You don't know yet.
Quit thinking everything's a work. All right, just accept something is joyful. I'm just saying. You're trying to.
Headbanging is joyful?
Yeah.
Is it?
If you do it with the face he was making.
I don't think it is.
He's got a bang over is what he got.
Yeah, with his face. So if you, please go look it up. But continue. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt with that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's all we had for, without doing spoilers.
Because we can't
that's all
talk,
we could talk
about it, so why
apparently.
Is it in the show notes? Because, I'm salty. Well,
wait, spoilers? Is that considered something that isn't factual? Meaning that
no.
It would be?
No.
No.
Don't you press that button. Don't you press that button.
But I do have something that's more of a fact. Sea of Thieves players are now competing to see who can find the most treasure. So it's a game within a game. I did this last night solo. But the most person, the most...
the person with
most,
the most?
The most person with the most.
What?
The person with the most treasure.
There we go.
I got these two distracting me over here.
What are you guys giggling about?
What is
watching
happening?
Watching the Anthony Hopkins video.
Yeah, I told
I think
you, right?
He needs help.
I told you,
he's
right?
dying in this video, and everybody's laughing at
everyone's
him.
Everyone's like, man,
oh my
Hopkins
gosh,
is
that ending.
See,
that ending, is he's a synth. At the end, you can tell.
He's a host, and he's malfunctioning.
She's right. This whole thing was just to promote Westworld.
It really
It is.
He wouldn't put hashtag Westworld on the bottom of this video.
As soon as
wasn't.
He got done, he got out of character. He said, I just made $1 million. Like, and scene. All right.
Sea of Thieves. People are competing to see who can find the most treasure. This is going crazy on Reddit. The most right now...
Where'd you get this story from?
Kotaku.
Wait.
How?
Kotaku doesn't post facts. Does that make this a...
How old is that story?
It's a couple days, maybe.
Really?
Why?
Because we did this story.
We did.
Did we?
Yes. Yep. She was on the show when we did this story.
I do remember
so it's
this.
Not that old.
Was it... how many... All right. Here's a quiz then.
I think the it's probably... I think it's still going on.
It's still going on.
Yeah,
okay.
it's still going on. And there's more people getting more stuff.
It's updating.
Yeah. So update. Here we go.
Update. Here we go. 257 different items of loot is
That's
now
nothing.
The record.
That's nothing. I can get that in a night.
Okay.
All right. You willing to back that up?
They got 123,000 gold pieces for all of this.
That's a... Man, jeez.
Breaking it down, it took them 16 hours... It comprised of 77 cursed skulls, which that in itself is impressive.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those missions could take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
88 treasure chests, 24 crates of tea and silk, which that is impressive because those are just randomly generated throughout. 25 barrels of gunpowder, which we could never do with
Emma. That is dangerous.
Yeah, especially with you.
That is so dangerous.
With you and our crew, you would blow it up all the time.
Keep
I would
going.
Wait until we had all 257 and, like, you took the screenshot and went to turn it in, and then I'd blow it up.
17 chickens and 4 snakes.
Hey, thank you for the host, Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Thank you for the host.
Yeah, he was on our show 2 episodes ago. Go back and listen to that one. That was a good one. But thank you for the host, man. What?
Continue.
Wait, what's going on over
yeah,
here?
These
there's
two,
like,
it's like...
There's a...
It's
a
whole other
clearly.
Show happening
yeah,
right
what's
now.
Happening over here?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's nothing.
Are you guys looking at Anthony Hopkins again?
No, phone's on blank.
On blank.
Yeah, it's on blankage.
We're talking good words tonight.
Yep.
But actually, I lied. That's not the current record.
What's
because
the current
right
record?
After that record was posted, wait.
Why did you lie to us? There's literally no reason to lie right there.
Because he didn't finish reading the story.
that's what I wanted. Thank you.
It could be that I didn't finish my notes.
But I wanted him to admit it.
It could be that I thought it was just a rumor.
Okay.
Damn, I thought
hey,
it was
remember
work.
That Snoopy yep, no. thing we practiced?
No. Hey,
since Snoopy hosted us, you remember yeah. that thing we practiced?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh god.
You think you can do it?
I think I can, but now I'm like nervous.
Here we go. I'll keep rhythm, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Good one, Lord. Two, three, four.
Snoop.
Nope.
That was
still
almost
too short. Still too short.
Fuck, how long does he do it?
Can you do it? Can you help me?
No,
Emma's got it.
You heard me do it. You know I can do it. I'm just not going to do it.
Pass wow, that's right. That's how you do it.
No, that's how you make it in
take
showbiz.
Take it right back.
You approve.
So, all right. So
I that reference.
I'm still. Thank you. I'm still reading. 262 is the new record.
Here's okay. the thing: Are they keeping them all on the boat? Or are they
no,
drop them off
all,
on the island and then
no,
bounce?
No, it's all on the boat.
Okay.
I've seen the
that's
pictures.
Crazy.
It's pretty awesome.
Because I've seen one where they just put it on an island, but that's probably them landing first and then dropping everything off. Right.
Right. So yeah, okay. I think it's the same crew because they took pictures of it on the boat because it's all like organized. So you have all of the captain's chests
doing too much
in one. You have all of the seafarers' chests in one section. You have like all the different, and then they have the snakes spread out.
I really want to know:
it looks
are
awesome.
They playing on a live server, or have they found some way on the PC to just kind of make a closed
no,
server?
No, it's live. It's
yeah, it wouldn't be impressive if it was a closed server.
Yeah, like, that's correct. That's 100% correct. But
I mean
I'm saying, like, why wouldn't we saw a shining skull in the back of somebody's freaking boat one time, me and Emma, and they chased us. We dropped our loot off and ghost-rid our
yeah.
ship by itself, teleported back to our ship, turned around, and killed them, and all their loot floated to the top. Like, how tempting.
That's the thing is like you
that was
really
pretty
just,
badass.
You
it
have
was
to
great.
Luck
that
out.
Was better than like six of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
It was fantastic too.
I think
like,
there
we,
are six of them
we
too.
We went by
oh,
the
there?
Island.
I think so.
And Aaron stayed on the boat and we just went right by it. I jumped off the side with our biggest chest.
And I jumped off the
it.
Boat. No, I jumped off the
oh,
boat
yeah,
cuz I was in
too.
The water while they were shooting, so they were both looking at me while you were going and selling the chest or whatever.
So the boat just
and
kept
the boat just kept
going
by itself. So they were focused.
Caught mermaids back onto it, went around and killed them.
It was beautiful.
It's pretty badass.
That's pretty
beautiful.
Badass.
Yeah.
So bad that one of them went AFK. He was so pissed, I'm guessing.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. They,
I was looking.
You have to, I think you just have to luck out. When I was doing it last night, I wanted to see how much I can get by myself. And I had to outrun two boats in a storm.
Okay. And how long did you play?
It's probably like 2.5 hours.
And you said how long did they take?
16.
And you can tell me in that whole 16 hours, not one dick was online
well,
that
no,
wanted to
thing.
Take them down.
That's the thing is that if they
them.
Did, you just have to either beat them or you just have to out. You have to keep going until they get bored, and or get hit. Maybe they
yeah,
got
maybe
lucky.
That's why
did they have any chests
hours.
Of Saras?
That's true.
Maybe like
maybe
10,
a lot of it was just sailing 10 away
of
from
those
people.
Hours were just running from people.
Okay,
because like 45 minutes of mine was I was on an island trying to kill four of the skeletons. And then a storm came, so I had to go out because I couldn't, like, fight the captains and take care of my ship.
And I'm assuming these are full four players crews. That's the only
yeah,
thing
yeah, that's
the
other
of.
Thing.
Yeah,
these are four.
There's
yeah.
no
they're
way it's
four
solo.
Players. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, no, no.
Okay.
Because no. do we have the screenshots? Do they have any Chest of Sorrows? Because that would fuck you over. I imagine.
Yeah.
I didn't see any
I imagine
chest of
if you got a Chest of Sorrow, you would just leave it because it's not worth it.
I
wait,
think
what
probably.
Is a Chest of Sorrow?
It cries, and when it cries, it fills your boat up with water.
That's a pretty dope idea.
Yeah, so you can play happy music to make it stop crying, but it'll fuck you over. Like, I tried to get one when I was solo, and it sunk me because I couldn't take care of it and sail my ship. Huh. So I imagine if you're trying to do that where you get all the shit you possibly can, you find a chest of sorrow, you just leave it.
Yeah.
Because they're worth a ton of, like, they're worth a ton of coins. They're, like, I think the best ones you can get. They're better than a captain's chest.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to get everything, you're like, we're leaving this here.
Well,
I'm taking this.
And I'm guessing, because they had a lot of, the picture I saw, I don't think it was this guy. It was another crew. They had a lot of like those tiny little, like snuff boxes and like goblets that you can find.
Where are they finding that crap?
Well,
too?
Some of it's randomly generated. Like you, like sometimes you
most
see something
of that
shiny.
Stuff you get though
from
the
raid
boss.
So I wonder how many raids they did that
fuck
attributed
that.
To it.
I would not risk that.
That's the it's, yeah.
That's got to know. I mean,
it's a whole game.
If you
game.
If you've got good like melee or you know, good shooters or whatever, you can just send two people there and then leave your boat just, you know, kind of with the other two members to sail around out of the distance of the shot. You don't have to bring the whole thing over there.
Yeah.
And then if they just finish the raid themselves, you know, and be like, hey, we finished it, come back.
Well, yeah, but then you got then you come back and then you see other people. Other people have seen that you finished the raid and they're going to come and try and...
That's why it's hard for me to believe that they didn't... There's not something funny. After 16 hours? Come well, on.
Either they outran them or they were just better fighters. I mean, but also, how long... There have been times when we've played for like a couple hours and we haven't seen one other person.
That's true. That's very true.
It also feels a lot of times like there's only one other person in the server.
Yeah.
You keep running into the same ship over and
we've
over.
We've done that as well.
I think you're assuming these people have jobs and lives.
And oh, no. This is their job.
These are obviously like Twitch streamers and people who game as like more than...
Do they give any names?
Blue Trouble 92.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
He's the one that had 257.
Okay.
I know 262. Him. They didn't give a name for that one. 316 in chat. He was in my stream last night. Yeah, I was like 1 second away from being boarded. I pulled off to try and just wait out another ship. And I just so happened to be pulling on my anchor and I saw a mermaid and no smoke. And I knew it wasn't me because I was clearly on my ship. And all of a sudden, I see the guy pop up for air and then go back under to try and get to my ship. And so
that's why I know. It's like
took
one
off.
One good jerk online would
especially
just ruin
with all
that
those
whole thing.
One gunpowder barrel would have killed.
And I know
everything.
They're like they probably keep it on the very bottom. But then that's the other thing.
But then
thing.
If you get hit,
like you get hit by anything, or we had Corey, we had. What a whole bunch of chickens and animals in the captains and a gunpowder barrel lightning strike remember
That's right. Well, that's the thing. That's you can't risk storms. That's why, like, for me, when the storm started coming and it started raining, I'm like, I thought about just trying to just stay on my ship, ignore the skeletons, stay on my ship and just keep patching and
I
want to
see the videos. I
want
to see the videos.
You want
the
proof.
I
want
to see all
16
hours.
You can't handle the proof.
I will sit there and watch all 16 hours.
When Billy Mitchell betrayed your trust last week.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Is that why this is?
Actually, I never liked Billy Mitchell.
I looked at his face and his hair, and I just knew he was bad news.
Yeah.
Is he a rando that was in your...
No, Billy Mitchell is a...
Billy Mitchell a rando? Come on. Do you even game?
World? No, he not anymore because they took all his world records away. He used to have world records in video games.
Yeah. He had a bunch of them. He was like the Donkey Kong King, they called him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And okay. I think there was a Netflix exclusive show or Hulu.
Yeah.
He stole a lot of life from this other guy. Like when I first started listening to podcasts, this other guy was just trying to badmouth Billy Mitchell the whole time. He was like, he stole all my records. Da, 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 da. He's a terrible person. And then years later, now we find out that he kind of.
He was doing all the shit on it. Yeah. So he had all these classic records on classic games, and then it came out that he actually performed them, broke these records on an emulator, which I guess is against...
You can't. No, it has to be on the original machines.
It's like the equivalent of taking PEDs for Lance Armstrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who calls him that?
Me. What?
Oh.
Peds.
That's what Peds? We call
them. I've never heard
Peds.
That. I was like, what are you talking about?
Performance
Wait, what?
Enhancement drugs?
Yeah.
Wait, PEDs?
I never call them PEDs either.
What do you call them?
It sounds like a
performance
degree.
Performance enhancement drugs.
That sounds like a degree. Yeah,
people
a,
on the streets
PED.
Call them PEDs.
I don't think people on the streets actually
take
them.
The streets? Yeah,
you guys don't know what it's like on these streets.
Are people on the streets blood doping? Is that...
Yeah, I don't think they...
No, that's too risky.
It's a different generation. Okay, in his generation, that's what they used to call them.
PEDs. Why do you guys... Performance enhancing drugs. That's way too long to say. You say PEDs. Bam. Bada bing.
I thought you were talking about like PE class. I don't know what's going on.
PE class.
Oh my God.
A PED is a degree that you get if you want to be a PE teacher.
That's fair. I understand.
There you
that.
Go.
That's an education degree. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Rest in peace, Billy Mitchell. In his career.
I was about to say, he's still very much alive.
Yeah.
Like, did I miss something?
We're all dead.
We're all dead
on the inside.
Xbox games with gold from May 2018. We
now I need
to
know
list.
These. Yeah, I need to know these. Actually, I have an Xbox now.
Yeah, now, yeah, now it's this is relevant for you.
I used to skip these stories all the time.
We got Super Mega Baseball 2.
I'm getting that
coming out.
Yep, I'm getting that.
Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
If I want to see a movie, I'll go to the theater.
Vanquish. I don't know and what that is. All of the Streets of Rage series from the Sega Vintage Collection.
Oh, I'm down.
He's playing with his brother now.
I'm down, baby. It's going down.
As soon as I read Streets of Rage, I was like, oh, Aaron's
going
like
down.
This.
I love it. Are they online too? Oh, if they're online.
I don't know.
Oh, no idea. I
love it. Thank you. Thank you, Microsoft. When is that? When is that? When is the release date? When are we talking about? All right,
so.
May?
Let me get
May?
To the
yeah,
date.
May 1st.
Yeah.
Is it really the 1st of just every
month?
1st
of May and then 15th of May.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I hate that. It's like checks. Like those jobs that do it. You paid on the 1st and 15th. That's it.
That's better. You would rather get paid monthly? Get paid biweekly.
Biweekly, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like biweekly.
That's what that is.
But no, they have it to where it's always just on the 1st and just
you.
On the 15th.
That's
every
how,
2 weeks.
That's how my job
that's
is.
How, yeah, I was just talking to him
it.
About that.
I
like,
hate
I don't
it
like
so
that.
Much. Because there's times when it's like, yeah, never
or
mind.
It's not like the
welcome to
like
the financial podcast.
And on a leap year, you don't even get paid sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. They just skip it.
Said, sorry, it's a leap year.
That day doesn't exist technically this year.
So let's
take that back. All right. I got some Bing Bites.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We blew through these.
I'm really
interested
to see
thought.
What these Bing Bites are going to be. Oh, no! Oh, I'm so what's sorry.
What you playing?
Somebody Twitch clip that. Twitch clip that.
Scared the shit out of me.
Please.
You're not used to it yet?
That literally.
Yeah, you're not.
That
used
was
to it
of
yet.
Course the what you playing theme song.
Oh,
a story
why
is
why was it so loud?
It's yeah, it was extremely loud. It was extremely loud.
It's actually our oldest running segment.
That's true. Fact. That's true. Fun I fact. Made sure to keep it in the notes this time.
And our longest running theme song.
Do you see that theme song?
Yeah.
That is a good theme song.
It's a little long.
Consistent.
Still long though.
It's less than a minute and a half.
It's 12 seconds.
It's progress.
Well, that should be your goal.
Well,
you're moving backwards.
To let you know, I actually didn't make that.
Yeah, song. Kyle McGuire made that.
Kyle McGuire made that.
Kylie McGuire's.
But I've always thought it could be longer. To be completely honest.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. That's like my least
absolutely
favorite.
Not.
It's my too least easy. Favorite of the theme songs because it's not as long as the others. It's too jingly.
Supposed to be.
That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song. The What You Playing gods have bestowed upon us a responsibility to tell everybody who listens to this podcast across the universe. That was Bowie doing a Beatles song. But the god.
I think it wasn't just a Beatles song.
No,
it was Bowie.
Singing a Beatles song.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tomiko, for the clip.
Thank you, Tomiko, for that clip.
She's on it.
And I wanted to ask you guys, because we have to, what are you playing, Aaron?
I have been playing a small game on my phone called The Guide's Axiom?
Yeah, Axiom.
Boom. The Guide's Axiom.
Can I see this?
I
saw you were really intrigued with this before the
so
show.
So it's like a game it. where you kind of, they kind of just give you clues to what each puzzle is. And it's 100% free if anybody wants to get it on the at least the Android. But they give you clues, and then you're supposed to type in the answer on the bottom of the screen or maybe touch a clue on the screen or something like that. But the only thing they kind of give you – the only thing they tell you is you have everything you need to solve this puzzle in front of you.
So what I'm looking at is a puzzle right now?
Yes.
Because it looks like just a document.
Exactly.
Like a government document.
It looks like a government document. And they wrap a story in it as well. They're like, you know, hey, this connection isn't good, you know. And it's a story as well. There's a very kind of loose story about hacking, people chasing you and stuff like that, and why you're solving these puzzles and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. I like the way that they put it together. But it's captured my attention like crazy.
Webb, are you okay?
And Webb is dying over here.
I'm watching a Twitch clip. It's the funniest thing. You get like 6 inches off your seat.
I was scared.
But that's what I'm playing. The Guide's Axiom right now.
Yes. What about you, Emma? What you been playing?
I got out of games for a hot minute. I'm trying to remember. Well, I got really sick, and then I got into my Marvel rewatch. So I've been spending a lot of time doing that. I'm still on Sea of Thieves a lot, and I'm about to start, hopefully I'm about to start Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, which I'm very excited for. It just came to the Xbox.
Was that that
the Heavenly Sword sequel that you said? That they don't want to say it's a Heavenly Sword sequel, but it 100% is a Heavenly Sword sequel. Okay, you're going to tell me Heavenly Sword and Hellblade made by the same company are not at all related? I call shenanigans.
If it was like Hell Axe, then okay.
It's the same thing. A sword is a blade.
Didn't you hear Bethesda's less popular game, Rise In, that was very popular in niche audiences, not connected to Fallout
that was
whatsoever.
Choppy. That was a choppy pun.
Yeah, sorry. It was high.
I can see the wheels turning as you were trying to get there.
Did you see the smoke?
So I'm about to start that, hopefully, and I'm still playing Crash Bandicoot Warped.
You haven't beat that yet?
No, I beat the first one. I've been going really slow on it because it's on my PS4 and I don't play my PS4 much.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. So I only play it like once a week.
Okay.
So we're on Warped. Going well. I like it.
Cool.
It's making me really excited for Spyro.
And cooking streams now, right? You're doing cooking?
I did do a cooking stream last night, and it went phenomenally, which I was very surprised about, because I'm a horrible cook.
It didn't look like it, because I think you posted a picture of the final product.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was like some chicken over some potatoes.
It was delicious. It was garlic spatchcock chicken.
Spatchcock. Okay.
Which is what it's called, the way that I made it, where you rip the spine out and then break the ribs and then flat smash it down.
Wait,
Mortal Kombat chicken?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're
playing Fatality!
No, because the problem with chicken when you roast it is that the breasts and the thighs don't cook at the same temperature at the same time because they're separated differently and, like, one's higher than the other. So you take out the spine, and then you flatten it, and you break the ribs so it all lays flat, so it's all cooking at the same level, at the same length. So they cook at the same time.
Okay.
And it's delicious.
I believe you.
Huh. All right.
And then you got to separate the skin and, like, put the stuff in. It's a whole thing.
What else did you... What was also was on that plate?
Because I saw some other potatoes, interesting things. Red potatoes. And I made some red lobster biscuits. I did cheat on that. I didn't make
I
those
saw
myself.
That red lobster. I knew those were red lobster biscuits.
Oh, I 100% said that's what they were.
Did you... Was it out of a box?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told them when I started because I was going to make them from scratch because you can make them pretty
fake
easily
news.
From scratch. But they have...
Moving on to David Webb's now that we know that this is a fake stream.
Wow.
I thought you cook everything from scratch.
Anyway,
you should probably be an IRL, not cooking.
I only know one woman that does that.
Oh, you broke those rules because. Actually, no, you did right because what you were doing, we're not cooking.
Ooh. There you go. For the gift collection.
Tell that to the dead. Tell that to the dead chicken.
Damn.
The spineless dead chicken.
Tell that to the chicken spine that's in my freezer right now.
Those people who are protesting.
Why do you still have a chicken spine in your freezer?
Just pause on what you're playing.
Wait, what?
What?
She kept the spine?
You use it to make chicken stock.
Make a
you cut it up and you use it to make chicken stock.
Sure, predator. Jeez.
Man, this is.
It's a trophy.
I clearly. Clearly.
You're an animal.
I'm going to take it to a taxidermist.
There's still meat on it?
Gold plate it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to the grilled cheese festival and there was protesters.
Why?
Because of the way they treat cows?
I guess so. Yeah, it's PETA.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my God.
You have to. Have you never seen that little 5-minute documentary on how they treat cows at milk farms?
Nope. No.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'd still.
Well, yeah.
If I wasn't lactose intolerant, I'd still drink milk. But
I watched it eating a steak.
I could eat a hamburger in a slaughterhouse. That's not a problem. It's the. I just saw it raised some really good questions because, like, of course, to get milk from an animal, they have to be pregnant, right? Well, that's what they do. And then they had a whole bunch. It goes into a long thing, but it's really disturbing for some people.
It's a whole
situation. Handmaiden stale?
it's bad because they have to, you know, separate the cows from the mother or the cows from the mothers.
Is this Handmaiden stale?
And then they have.
Or is veal lambs?
Well,
I think
yes.
It's deer.
No. So.
It's definitely not. It's venison.
Oh, that's true.
So if it's a male, they kill it instantly. It's not all of them, but of course, because they need more males. But if it's a male, they usually kill it so they can have veal. And if it's a female, then they'll take it to, you know, go through the cycle again.
Because it's more expensive when you eat a baby, apparently.
Yeah, those rich people like their baby eating.
Wow.
Yeah.
This show got really dark. You guys took it to a dark place.
Hey, you don't want to ask me about cooking.
And cooking leads to cows.
And cooking
cows
didn't need to go there. I don't know. That's no...
I'm just ripping spines out.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Don't drink milk.
You need to dial back the aggression protocol on your droid, on your synth over here.
Oh, he's still talking. Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I thought he was talking to you.
On the host.
Oh, okay.
On your host,
no.
Aaron.
Me? Oh, what am I playing? More Overwatch.
Webb, did you go?
No. I didn't. That's okay. What are you playing, Corey? Playing Overwatch?
I played Overwatch.
Yeah, I saw you play Overwatch last night.
I've been streaming Overwatch again. And
is it still enjoyable?
Way more. Yeah, actually playing my little hiatus to Pirates of the Sea.
Uh-huh.
Made,
that's
sure.
the name of it.
Yeah, made me go back to Overwatch and think, this is what a AAA game is. This is 2018.
So I'll agree with you on the theory or the action of taking a hiatus from a game and then coming back and appreciating it a lot more. But I don't know if I agree with you with looking at one and being like, that's a AAA game. And
well, you can't even compare Sea of Thieves to Overwatch.
Well, they're not the same games.
Yeah, nowhere near.
Yeah, they're you know,
one is great and different, and one is timeless and
different
be,
type of genres.
And one is Overwatch.
You know,
boom!
Wow!
Someone Sorry. Dropped those golden wow. Zensu beads in the chat.
Wow!
He's taking shots.
Wow! Who can afford them?
Pocket.
I know, yeah.
I have regular Sensu beans.
Yeah,
there,
let me.
You
can drop them in my chat last night. I was like, golden Sensu bean.
So, yeah, I'm back on that grind. I've been playing with Jay Gist.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who kind of has an instructor. And
wait, he's an instructor or he has an instructor?
He has an instructor.
All right, now we're getting too much into this.
He goes to Berkeley.
Okay.
No, not Berkeley. Sorry, Davis.
All right, we're doing Davis. Too much.
And he met Jay and started giving him lessons. So I've been playing with this guy who gives lessons in Overwatch, and it has been very, very helpful.
Hmm.
Because he calls things out the way things should be called out.
Yeah.
He'll give us – he doesn't even tell us who to pick. We pick, and then he helps us best utilize that character in whatever situation.
Is he he's an athlete?
I don't know. I think he was, like, on the coaching staff there
say?
Or something.
I don't know what you call esports athletes.
So I was just going to skip over it because I'm used to it.
What do you guys you call them?
Pro gamer?
I don't know, but not that.
No, oh, okay.
Pro gamer.
Not athlete that we can't?
No.
No, never not, say that again. Right.
Do you guys play comp? Or
yeah.
You, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just going into comp. I was throwing my platinum on the line with these guys, and we won a lot of games. We lost a lot of games. We're making progress.
You had a good play. I was watching last night. You were... you did the charge, and you almost took out the Orisa. She had, like, three lines left, and all of a sudden, the freaking Zen comes in with, like, the Transcendence and, like, heals her. I was like, oh, yeah. Dude.
There
you
were some,
almost had that.
There were some feels bad, mans, but I also had some, like, I did a Earth Shatter so nasty that someone in chat gave me $2. I was like, that was a $2 shatter right there.
$2
nice.
Shatter.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a...
Have you been playing a lot of Retribution?
No.
No?
Just to get my chests.
Not about it?
Nah. I mean, I like it. I played like it once, and I guess if I played with friends, it might be better. But
do you like it
I play
better
solo.
Or worse than Uprising?
Better.
Better?
Yeah, it was better.
Yeah.
But going back and playing both of them back-to-back was really fun.
That is cool.
Because you can do that right now,
yeah.
And you can do it with all characters or just the limited ones, and you get a chest for each one time you win.
Yeah.
So I played it like 6 times, but just to get all the chests.
Right. So they did bring back the old one?
Yeah.
For you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Which I was excited about because I really wanted to play Uprising again. I liked Uprising.
I played through both of them again, and although they're kind of fun, like, it gives me no desire, actually, for a full story mode. Like, I don't think the game needs it.
No, I think what they're doing now is good, where they just bring out missions every once in a while, but
yeah, exactly.
I don't think there needs to be a full campaign.
I think if not a full campaign, but maybe make these, like, a permanent thing. Instead of just
that
every
I would
once
like.
In a while.
Yeah, always
just
keep them.
Just keep it.
How
so
difficult is it for them to
like,
do that?
It's just an arcade mode.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Never. I wasn't in that room when they made that decision. David, what have you been playing?
Thanks for asking. I've been playing Sea of Thieves and Far Cry 5.
How
so
far are you
in
Far Cry
yet, huh?
5 now?
I think I am almost done with John's
and is
territory.
He your last?
He's the first.
The first?
Yeah,
Hurry up, because I want to talk about the end of this game. And
so,
nobody I know else has played it.
Question about it, since you've beaten it.
Yes.
Are there times when the game puts you in a situation to
where you can't get out?
You can't.
Yes.
You are captured.
Yep.
That's just part of the game.
Yep.
Okay. Because
that frustrated me to no fucking end for the longest time. It happens in all three areas.
Okay.
John is... like, they shoot you with the bliss bullets, right?
That's
like they
the one
send,
I
they
just
send
did.
The capture party after you?
Yes.
That's going to happen, like, 3 times, I think.
Okay.
And there's no way out of it. I tried. I tried so hard to lose them, and the game is designed. They just keep coming after you until they get you.
So one time, I crashed the plane, and they took me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool.
Is this diving into spoiler territory?
No. Okay. I don't think so. I thought it was like, okay, so there's like consequences. If you F up, then you're put in a situation. It's like an alternative mission that's only available if you mess up. But okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's the one I just
did. The plane one pissed me off. I was so mad because there was no way to get out of it.
Yeah.
So after you finish this, do you feel like there's a false sense of choice in this game? Like, you've done all this open world stuff, yeah, but
I don't want to say.
All roads lead to Rome? No? Okay. All right.
Anyway, yeah.
When he finishes it,
we will discuss.
Okay. Yeah, we'll discuss.
Because I feel like
you're going to take long enough to beat it that it'll be spoiler territory. You'll already, totally okay by then. Yeah.
I think so. And I was just playing it on stream, but I think I'm going to stop that, and I'm just gonna play it.
There you go.
Whether I'm on stream or not.
I was doing that where I was only playing on stream, but it got to the point where like I was so addicted to the game that I was doing like I like accidentally did a 6-hour stream.
And just played it?
Just played the whole, yeah. Like, I didn't even realize what I was doing. I was just still playing. And I was like, fuck, we've been on for forever.
That's the fun stuff.
But well, yeah. I do see a couple bang bites in here. We'll get to those. One is the big game, the man of the hour, the person of the hour in 2018. Fortnite says it gets sticky grenades in the latest patch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's fitting for that
it's
game.
It's kind of cool.
That's fitting for that game. You just don't like PUBG type of stuff.
You don't. No, she doesn't.
The
like,
only one I like is PUBG.
Fortnite. Excuse me, yeah. Battle Royale. Other than
you that's cool. Didn't they just get? Aren't they getting new stuff like every week? There's like new guns all the time.
Oh, you know what? I heard that rumor.
Ugh, no.
They
why?
We just keep. We yeah, just keep going.
Anyway,
that's so loud too. That's
it.
That's
you know what? It's okay.
I think it's the forethought. If he makes it loud enough, we can't talk over it.
It's terrible. I mean, that's a terrible idea.
I'd like to apologize.
Yeah. Now you see what you've done.
To you guys, to chat, I'm sorry.
And accept your apologies.
Wait for it. It's not my fault.
So if Fortnite is getting sticky bombs,
yeah.
Do you think that PUBG will get sticky bombs?
Yeah. I hope not.
Why not?
No, because it's not a real thing.
It's not a realistic thing.
You dump a grenade in some glue and you throw it.
That's not how PUBG works.
What they could do is
C4. C4 and play.
Okay, so then one way or another, it's still a sticky bomb.
Can you turn it up?
One way or another, it's still a sticky bomb.
No, so that's what... That's
right, but
that's
one is thrown
saying.
And one is planted.
The only way it would make sense in PUBG is if it was like C4 in clay and it stuck. Yeah, but I don't think it would stick to people. I think it would just be like a
like on walls and
like
buildings
on walls.
And
so like so you go
things.
Into a house and you stick some C4 on the doorway. So if you get followed in, you can blow it up.
I don't see that coming out though.
I don't see that happening.
Well, you guys hear that theme song? That is the end of our podcast, Jeweler Revelations. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know I did. It was good to be back in the captain's chair. A little upset about my song, but not so much. We learned a lot about every one of us. Let's see. We learned that David Webb, when he sets his mind to something, he will accomplish it. And that's a good thing. We learned that Aaron and... Let me see. Jessica.
I think her name is
Ivy.
Emma.
Wow.
Marisa. Oh, Emma.
Wow.
I had to go. I lost count.
You know what? That deserves some physical.
Wow. Can we get some sensu beans in the chat?
Yeah.
Bad.
I'm so sorry.
I think legally.
I'm so
you
mean
can
to
hit
her.
Him.
No, here's the thing. I'm pretty mean
I think
to
legally
Emma.
I can sue him.
Good slander.
Well, I'd say you can go to HR. But
I'm pretty mean to
is
Emma.
Chewy HR? But can we make Chewy HR?
Yeah,
we
I'm no good at it. Yeah. Plug your stream, please. Please.
Twitch.tv/MSGuys.
What are you doing this
week?
Wow. You cooking again?
No, I might do that like once a week. People seem to like it.
Okay.
I know you're going to that, but I don't give a shit.
What? All right.
No, she's anticipating your hostility now.
I'm not. Okay. And we learned that I'm a dick. So thank you guys for hanging out. As you can always download this episode and all the previous episodes on iTunes. You can do it on Amazon. No, we're not on Amazon.
Did we even say our sponsors?
Google. Oh, yeah. I saved them for the end.
Oh, okay.
I always save plugs for the end. Thank you to Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
That's where sponsors
look. Check out their social medias because they're going to be doing their 1-year celebration Like in May-ish, right, Webb?
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
May 4th, 5th, and
6th. Yeah, 1 year.
All right.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All of us?
On May the 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they pay my fee?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, cool. It's in L.A.
All right, then you know I'm going.
Some trivia, some... I don't know what they're going to do, actually.
Also, our other great one, I should have had mine today. I've been so scatterbrained, and you guys have heard it through the show, but it's because I didn't have my gamer subs. Should have had your gamer subs.
Yeah.
Get your bump.
GG.
Get your bump with gamer subs. And do we have anything else? What's the other one? Energy Esports, San Francisco Shock.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like to say...
Oblivion.
And Spotify.
GG.
We're not sponsored by them, but we're there.
Is anybody sponsored by Spotify?
I am.
David already is.
You would not live here.
What? You would not live here?
I don't live here.
He doesn't live here. This is my house.
I'm talking about like in this area.
Oh. What? I can't be like successful in Sacramento?
I wouldn't do that. No one would do that.
I live in the penthouse at the new place by the arena.
Fuck that. You have any idea how much that rent is?
If I got that Spotify money,
yeah, I can afford it.
Yeah, that's
but does that mean they're paying you like they pay artists? Because you ain't getting shit if that's true.
Damn, son.
This is the good thing about watching us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang is because this conversation is going to continue after this show ends. So
Spotify sponsors?
Yeah, talking about Spotify sponsors. So thanks again to everybody who listens. We will see you on the internet for real, David Webb, the Sir Aaron Carter, and Larissa, Emma Skies.
I'm gonna smash this glass.
My name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.